So he shirks his tasks. And instead of thinking about his employer's interests or his own self-improvement, gives his mind to trifles, often to evil things, which in their ruinous effects upon his life are not trifles. As soon as he is free from his daily duties, he is off with his companions, having what they call a good time. His heart is with them, even while his hands are employed in the shop or store. He does nothing thoroughly well, not at all for want of talent, but solely for lack of goodwill. He is not preparing himself to be one of those efficient clerks or workmen who are always in demand and who receive the highest wages. There is a class of people who are the pest of every community, workmen who do not know their trade, men of business ignorant of the first principles of business. They can never be relied upon to do well anything they undertake. They are always making blunders, which other people have to suffer for, and which react upon themselves. They are always getting out of employment and failing in business. To make up for what they lack in knowledge and thoroughness, they often resort to trick and fraud, and become not merely contemptible, but criminal. Thomas is preparing himself to be one of this class. You cannot, boys, expect to raise a good crop from evil seed.